We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos. We begin at Siman Resh Nun Hey Hachanas Ha'esh Kodem Hachnasas Shabbos, preparing a fire before Shabbos. This is referring to fires which are used to warm up the house, so it doesn't apply to us too much. Lamaisa, but we will read the words of the Mechaber. Sif Aleph Ein Osin Madura Me'etzim Samach Lachashecha. We cannot make a bonfire of wood close to Shabbos. Atchi Yatzis Behen Ha'ur Be'inyan Shatei Shalheves Ola Me'helaha Belisio Etzim Acherim. Unless the fire has caught onto the wood enough that the fire will last by itself without having to add more wood. If the fire is made out of one piece of wood, then the fire has to be stretched out over at least the majority of the wood. If was not lit that much, then you cannot benefit from the warmth of the fire on Shabbos, because there is a fear that you might come to stoke the wood in order to make the flame higher so that you'll be able to benefit from it. If it did reach that level that we mentioned before that is required, then you are allowed to benefit from it, both for heat and for light. Whether this flame is on the ground or on a menorah, even if it is made out of something which you are not supposed to make a wick out of, which we will learn in the Simanim later on, you can benefit from this since it was done before Shabbos. Some say that ashes, even if the fire did not catch on to them, even a little bit, it is still mutter to do because they continue to burn for the entire Shabbos. The material of fire made out of these materials is mutter, even if it was only lit on fire a little bit. Those materials are allowed to be used for a fire if they are spread out, but if they are piled together, if that is the situation, then we need to ensure that the fire is caught on so that it will be able to last by itself and nothing will be needed to add in. And some say the opposite is true.